you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to everybody who's on the show today. Dr. Douglas Howard, of course, Kelsey Bowler, and our very special guest, Candace Owens, who spent a very generous first half of the show with us. And I am proud to see that people who truly care about the country are showing up. The president posted today on his Twitter feed some unedited footage from Winston-Salem, where he was at. And I love it when they do that, because there's no edits. It's just raw footage. It rolls from whenever they're getting off the plane until whatever time they stop recording. It's one long sweeping shot. Dan Scavino did it, I think. And as they walked the length of the tarmac for him to get onto the stage that they had set up, it was obvious that 100,000 or more were there, cheering him on. And I think if there's one thing that this coming election is going to prove to the American people, it is that you can try to play as dirty as you wish. You can lie to the American people about what your actual policies are, as Joe Biden is doing and continues to do. You can lie to the American people about what you actually believe, as his vice presidential candidate continues to do. Is she going to enforce criminal codes, or is she going to be soft on crime? You don't ever know. It depends on which day and which crowd she's talking to. You can get a media establishment to basically bankroll your message and repeat those things that you say that are not true over and over again, like Biden saying that the president insulted our dead veterans, which he did not do, according to 15 people that were in the room where it happened. But here's what I love. There are people, there are voters in this country that evidently see through all of that. They see through the mask. They see through the shutdowns. They see through all of the challenges that we have faced in this economy in trying to get it back on its feet. And man, it's coming back fast. And they show up and they scream their love for America. And they say, you will not take us down. I love that about true Americans. See, when the progressives and the leftists and the socialists and the liberals, they all want to tear us apart, keep us divided. Some of us are going to say, no, I'm going to rise to the occasion of what an excellent America will and still can be. And friends, that's what I'm voting for come November 3rd. I hope you will as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.